This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
George Stephanopoulos hosts ABC's This Week and is co-host of Good Morning America. And in the 1990s, he was part of the administration of President Bill Clinton. Stephanopoulos gave $75,000 to the Clinton Global Initiative, then did interviews about the foundation on the air without disclosing his contribution. There are calls for him to resign from ABC. What do the two of you think? Should he resign, or are conservatives simply trying to remove from the anchor chair someone who might be friendly toward Hillary Clinton's campaign for president?
I don't think that this is an attack on necessarily on Democrats. I think there are some legitimate issues here with George Stephanopoulos. Not disclosing the fact that he had donated a really large sum of money, it is a problem. And you need to talk about that. When you're a journalist, I mean, your objective is to be objective and fair. That's typically what you're going for. And by not disclosing it, you're definitely leaving something important out of any of your stories when you do talk about the Clintons.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. I think he had an obligation to try to tell people either recuse himself and not interview people that have any kind of connection with the Clinton Foundation, or be transparent about it. And he didn't do either. Instead, there was a story that ran in the Washington Post where they ran kind of the transcript of his conversation with someone from the Clinton Foundation, and nowhere, is there any mention of that? And so I think he had an obligation to do that, and he didn't.
What exactly does he need to do? Does he need to, at the beginning of the interview, say, I donated $75,000 to this organization and I'm about to interview someone from this group? Does he say it at the end? Is this something, because it's TV, can they run something along the bottom of the screen, a graphic saying that he made this donation?
I mean, I know it sounds awkward, but I think you could do any of those things. I mean, in print, I know that it's not unusual, for instance, when a business reporter writes for Time magazine, does a story, if he owns or she owns shares of stock in the company that the business reporter is writing about, there will be, in parentheses, in interest of full disclosure, I own shares of Apple stock or whatever the story is. So then when I'm reading about, whoever the financial writer is, I go, okay, he has a financial investment in this. It doesn't have to tell me how much. It just says there's a possibility of a conflict. Whatever vehicle, whether it's a little runner across the bottom of the screen, or a disclaimer at the beginning, where he just says, in the interest of full disclosure, I've made a donation to the Clinton Foundation last year. Let's get on with the interview. I think he had an obligation to do that.
You mentioned stocks. So where do we draw the line? If Stephanopoulos, for example, owned stock in a certain company and interviewed someone from that company, Stephanopoulos is not a business reporter. Mm-hmm. He's just an anchor and reporter. Does he need to disclose something like that? Where do we draw the line in terms of disclosure?
Typically, when you're a journalist, and my familiarity stems from the TV side, you disclose to your boss, your higher up, any potential conflicts of interest. So he should have disclosed to his employer that he had donated this sum of money. And then it's his employer's take on it. They decide whether or not they're even going to assign him to the story. And if they are assigned to the story, they do. Indeed, they should be doing some kind of disclosure. And typically, it is a verbal statement.
Can you make the argument we would do this interview anyway, so why do we need to disclose this? It's a story we would do.
I think that's right. He would be interviewing whoever these folks would be because in his role for ABC, but they knew when they hired him that he had these connections and mm-hmm. these contacts. That's partly how he got the job.
Exactly. That's how he got the job.
I mean, it's because he knows all these players. But I still think that if he is going to be a news person, he has an obligation then to reveal. If he was doing a story and it was on something that had to do with, I think when you get back to your business question, something that had to do, with the stock of a company, which could have some – influence on whether it goes up or down, you know, which a business reporter might do, mm-hmm. then he does have an obligation. On the other hand, if he's interviewing, you know, Tim Cook from Apple because he's recently come out publicly, I don't think he has to say, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, I own shares in Apple. Now, let's talk about your sexuality. You know, I don't think that necessarily has to. I think it's in the context.
Mm-hmm. That's true. If you have a vested interest in the outcome of the story, you need to put that out there. And your employer definitely needs to know, and your audience then needs to know if you are the one that is covering it.
Stephanopoulos is not the first person with ties to a White House who's gone on to work for a network news department. When I was growing up, there was Pierre Salinger. Mm-hmm. But when I was young, I had no idea until many years later he had ties to the Kennedy administration and for a short time to the Johnson administration. Should there be reminders occasionally of the political ties that some of these folks have?
Well, you could look at Bill Moyers as an example. I don't think he's ever been shy about saying, I worked, you know, for was it Daniel Monahan or Moyer worked for Johnson. I forget.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
Yeah. And so, you know, he's always
been
up front.
But see,
we can't
remember.
But we do know that he worked for a politician.
Uh-huh.
I think that we come at it, we understand that he's also done, you know, decades worth of work where he has not been political. And I don't think anyone would argue that Bill Moyers certainly has a perspective and a point of view when he does his, you know, his programs. But I don't think anyone, you know, somehow thinks he's still influenced by the Democratic Party. And he's not giving money. You know, Bill Moyers is not continuing to send checks to the Democratic Party or, you know, to the president or anybody like that. I think that's where the line is more clear, is that if you're continuing to do it, you know, if George Stephanopoulos had decided that he was going to be a professional news person, then he should have, you know, taken that as a serious obligation. And that includes probably not donating money even to a foundation that is maybe not political in its nature, but there is that potential conflict of interest. And, you know, as a journalist, when we all, you know, we're going to journalism school, et cetera, perception is as important as the reality. And so that's why a lot of reporters I know, I covered politics. I was actually not registered to vote for many years, because that way no one could ever accuse me of being a Democrat or a Republican. I didn't even want to be an independent. Now, maybe it wasn't I wasn't doing my civic duty, but I didn't vote because I covered city government in those years.
Right. I was going to echo that. I know plenty of journalists who will not vote in elections, won't vote in primaries because they don't want to be seen as, you know, being on one side of any issue.
I can understand not voting in a primary, not declaring a party, but even a general election. Rich, you would not vote in a general election?
I just didn't vote for about 4 years because I didn't want – it was a highly partisan environment, and I didn't want to be accused of being with one party or another. So I just made that choice.
All right. Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.